Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announcing that the House will vote tomorrow on a resolution to send the articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate.
This would allow the trial of President Trump to begin this week, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying opening statements could begin a week from today. For more on this, we are going to turn to someone who's had experience in the area, John Dean, legal counsel to President Richard Nixon. He joins us now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. What should we look for here structurally?
Well, the process will start very slowly. So don't expect everything to go off with a bang. And what will happen is this Chief Justice will be sworn in, and then he will in turn will swear in the senators, who take a special oath to do impartial justice. Then there'll probably be some motions to try to disqualify people who have publicly stated their position, namely the Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and South Carolina Senator Graham, who've been very vocal that they don't believe Trump should be impeached. So that may be contested in a motion. But that will be the most exciting thing the first week.
Mr. Dean, let's talk about witnesses. It sounds like there could be a slowly growing movement on the Republican side to allow for them.
I think there is. I think that they realize that there really can't be, in the perception of the American people, a fair trial if there's a suppression of evidence and a denial of testimony by witnesses. John Bolton, who is a key witness, has publicly announced that he's certainly willing to come and testify. Trump has said he doesn't want him to testify and would invoke executive privilege, but that won't work if a witness wants to testify. And it'd be unprecedented for the White House to try to go to court to get an injunction against a former aide and block his testimony. I don't think it can be done.
Do you really think Bolton's going to end up testifying, that he is sincere in his intent to speak to the Senate?
I think he's taking out some insurance. He's writing a book that probably has got some disclosures that are pretty explosive, and I don't think he wants to be accused of not offering that testimony before he wrote the book. He's been paid handsomely for the book, and the backlash should be pretty severe if he refused to testify and just sell it in a book.
Interesting. Well, let me ask you a bottom line question here. With all this focus on John Bolton and other potential witnesses, what would it take from him or another witness to change a significant number of Republican senators' minds?
I think accumulation of evidence could start affecting the Republican vote. Whether they could ever get to 20 is what what they need to get a conviction against the president, 20 Republicans, is probably not likely. But they might get very close if these people actually listen to the evidence, because it's pretty overwhelming, and the White House is really operating a cover-up. And if they peel back that cover-up and show the president's direct involvement in this effort to shake down a foreign country to help in his campaign, that isn't going to play well, and it's not a good precedent to tolerate that kind of presidential behavior.
John Dean, legal counsel to former President Richard Nixon.